This is Twit.
Ad fraud. This is becoming a weekly thing where we talk about ad fraud.
I should be doing this. What am I doing? I should be making money off of this.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant reading this story.
No, I should be making money if it's this easy.
Wait a minute.
What am I doing working for a living?
I don't want to wake up to a clickbaity expose headline from BuzzFeed about all of an Android host profiting from ad fraud.
We've been investigating for the last year. We've discovered that Florence Ion, host of all of an Android.
Her answer, I live in California.
You do what you got to do when you live in California.
Anyway.
Ad fraud in the Play Store, rearing its ugly head once again, this time involving 2 billion downloads of 8 apps that you've no doubt heard of some of these before. Cheetah Mobile, which, by the way, is the fourth largest publisher in the Play Store, as well as the Apple App Store, after such, startups as Google, Facebook, and Apple itself, is responsible for 7 of the apps alone that BuzzFeed had investigated here. Clean Master. Yeah. Like, at some point in our lives, we've all installed Clean Master
I've never installed Clean Master. I've never installed any of these. Samsung
phones. Well, exactly. Yeah. Pre-installed on Samsung phones. Samsung has a deal with Clean Master for a part of it. Does that still exist, or that was?
They have kind of their own deal. It's like a whitelisted version of it.
Yeah,
that is part of it now. So it's not technically Cheetah Mobile's property, but I think it's their IP powering it.
Okay. All right. Well, Clean Master, Security Master, CM Launcher 3D, Kika Keyboard, Battery Doctor, CM Locker, a couple more. Kika is the 8th with the Kika Keyboard, 60 million monthly active users on that alone.
Mm.
Battery Doctor and CM Locker have been removed from the Play Store, so those two are now removed. I don't know the machinations of why those two were removed, others were kept in, whatever. But I know that Google has removed a article that it posted in 2017 on Cheetah Mobile's improvements to its user ad experience and performance.
Wow.
So that happened today.
Wow.
Google's like, oh, we're not going to have that up anymore. That's a bad idea. But
but the internet never forgets.
Doesn't look good. In this case, the apps, the bad activity that was happening here is that the apps were tracking other apps that users who had installed these were installing onto their phones. And what that allowed them to do is to take credit, basically claim the bounty for referring the user of that app to this other app that they installed. Whether they actually pointed that user towards that app or not, they were able to intercept that and claim the bounty, from my understanding.
Yeah, that's basically what was happening. In being able to kind of, forge that tracking cookie when it comes to certain kinds of apps being installed. And a lot of it ends up being, just kind of like simple one-off games that people would install just to try out for the first time or things that would come through the Chrome Instant App Store. As soon as the install process happens there, it was able to kind of hijack that.
Hmm. And when you're talking about, an app like Clean Master, just as one example, that's the creme de la creme, like pinnacle of most installed apps that we're talking about here. And there we're talking like, what is it, in the billions of installs?
Yeah, it's a tremendous number. And a lot of it has to do with the kind of verification, the validation that Clean Master and Cheetah Mobile was given by being, installed on by default on so many of these kind of high-end phones. And when they move to another phone, your Android prompts you to say, hey, it's download the stuff that you've used before. So even people who weren't really thinking about it, by moving to another phone, they can just re-grab all of that stuff. So a lot of people have had it for years and may not even know it by name, just, the thing that helps my phone go faster.
Mm-hmm. That thing that I installed a long time ago because I thought it made my phone go faster.
You don't need it.
Right? Well, that whole category of utility of apps of like, we will supercharge your phone, we'll give you better battery, we'll clean the junk away.
That's an old way of thinking about computers that has stayed with the smartphone wave.
It's people who grew up with Windows
XP.
And they're like, I need more RAM.
I was there too. Yeah, I was also dismissing all the apps and all of that in the beginning. And then I saw the light. And I saw that this is not the way we're supposed to use phones. Phones are not supposed to require that much maintenance. And that's why I'm on a Chromebook now.
But, I mean, there's a little bit of education around that, right? Like, that is required. I know I fell for it at some point along the way. Like, mind you, this show has been around a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
And we, Android has gone through a lot of evolving over that time. But there was a time before where we are now, where right now Google does, you know, has created Android to really manage a lot of this stuff in the background anyways. And so apps like Clean Master just have less reason to be there because Android at its core already does this in an automatic sense.
Which is the point.
There was a time where that wasn't known. If it was happening, that wasn't as, you know, as obvious to a user. So people would install these and they wouldn't know any better. And like you said, with every new device, hey, there it is again. Whether they're using it or not, it just gets automatically redownloaded.
You can walk into carrier stores right now, and these are the apps that get recommended by people who sell people phones. You know, well, if you're setting up your phone, make sure you install this thing.
Oh, you're having problems? Well, ma'am, here you go.
Make sure you have my mom.
Just download this app on your Samsung phone. It's fine. And then I yell at my mother, what are you doing? Always call me first.
Okay, so... Okay, there's five of us. There's the four of us here, and there's Victor. It's time to raise our hands if you've ever installed Clean Master on a phone in your lifetime.
Wait, be honest. Wait a second.
Am I literally the only person that's ever done that?
Because I have reviewed phones with it already installed. It's now added to my account. And so when I've done backup, it's been, you know...
Yeah. All right, so the way to test this is by going into the Google Play Store.
Because I downloaded everything with my account.
Either you have the install, like it's the you can tell if you've installed an app or not. It's either install or it shows something different. Like what does it say?
Which of the 14,000 phones?
Yeah, restore backup.
It goes from
installed. If you've installed the app, the button says installed.
Oh, I have installed it.
What does it say? Does it say install?
It says install.
Okay, so you've never installed it. There you go. That's the one.
All right, so I'm going to go there.
I have never installed it. It says install for me.
Dang, I have. Oh, I totally have.
You have installed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, not in a long time, but I have.
Victor.
No, I haven't. Mine says install also.
Oh, man. Right. Okay. Well, then I'm the only person.
Wow, Jason.
I am the 20%, at least in this
example.
I might
have installed CM File Manager, though.
Okay.
I'm going to check that one.
Yeah, I mean...
I love a good file manager.
I know. This is what we need. We need to create a website that you can go to that just has all these apps and whether you've ever installed it in the past.
Well, it's also, you got to keep in mind, there was also a period of time where all of these things, Cheetah Mobile would name everything CM something, and that was during a period of time where CyanogenMod was really popular in the Android community.
Yep.
It was really easy for people to look things up and be like, oh, these guys, like I had that conversation with people, you know, the CyanogenMod made a file manager. I'm like, no, that's not what that means.
Not the same. Ron, in the back of the classroom, yes.
CM File Manager, I installed.
Yeah. Okay.
Guilty. Right. See, now we're all susceptible to this.
Well, I think I mentioned Pika in a keyboard roundup like many years ago, so...
Yeah, what I'm checking now is, did any of them make him into the arena?
That's what I'm checking too, dude. That's because somebody, cousin of John in the chat room, is saying battery doctor, but I don't see that in our arena search tool.
I don't see CM locker.
What comes up when you type in clean?
Nothing starting with CM is in it.
Clean. Thankfully, Clean Master was never taken to the arena.
This great new app that I found.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
No, I don't think any of these are in the arena.
All right,
excellent.
Well, that's good. I feel really bad if any of those ended up in the arena. I still kind of feel bad because I'm the only person here who ever installed.
Well, you have to try this stuff out. You have to know what's bad and what's good.
Thank you.
So my whole takeaway from this is that this is now two stories in a row, and I believe last week when we talked about the other story about the fraudulent one, which is the police rushing the Russian police arresting the hacker or the scammer. I believe after that story, we said, I bet you there's hundreds more of stories just like this.
Totally.
And a week later, here's another one.
Should we start counting them?
The question is, do we need a sign that says it has been X number of days since Android apps were found to be malicious? Because
since an ad fraud story.
Yeah.
It's been however many days since a BuzzFeed ad fraud story.
Perhaps we should just
all about ad fraud.
That'll just, we'll need a drop for it and everything. There we go. Yeah, that's a pretty interesting story. I mean, Cheetah Mobile's publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange.
Well,
by the way,
I did not know that. I'm actually a little sad to hear that.
Yeah, don't be sad.